reaction to the Y2K computer problem ranges from the apocalyptic, as in the sky is falling, to the disinterested, as in Bill Gates will fix it. Well, it's July of 1999 and Bill Gates hasn't fixed it. But for years now, hundreds of technicians have been wrestling with how to prevent the computer meltdown. The good news is, the most important sections of society should continue to function. Denny Branca is the manager of substation engineering for Northern States Power. He says, thanks to an exhaustive effort, consumers can be confident their lights will work on January 1st, 2000.
It started with an inventory of all different systems, equipment, products, applications. And we detailed and assessed every one of those items. We took it to complete testing, and in different situations we'd make the systems and devices perform their function as we rolled the date over, because this is a date-related phenomenon.
The underlying concern is that many computers are programmed to identify years by only the last two digits, so 1999 is stored as 99. When 2000 arrives, computers may not recognize the date 00 and could shut down or produce incorrect outputs. Branca says, in addition to its own tests, NSP has also worked with its vendors and suppliers to ensure a steady flow of raw materials. Similar preparations have been made by Reliant Energy Minnegasco, U.S. West, and other key sectors of the economy, including transportation, healthcare, and banking.
Now can already wait for it to get here.
Bob Wise is the president of Beacon Bank in Shorewood and a past president of the Minnesota Bankers Association.
This preparation is put us in a mood of excitement and ready to prove to the public that we are in fact prepared for Y2K.
U.S. banks may be vaccinated against computer failure, so to speak, but they are not immune to good old-fashioned recession. Some observers say many foreign countries have not given much, if any, attention to Y2K, and consequently may experience significant economic and social disruption. Mike O'Connor is the founder of GoFast.net, a St. Paul Internet services provider. He also consults for the city on Y2K preparations.
I don't think there's anybody who's saying that there will be no disruption, especially internationally. And one of the issues that you get into is, well, what if the international scene is disrupted? What does that mean for the domestic economy? Do we have the possibility of a fairly sharp recession? And again, the litany has to be nobody knows.
O'Connor says the major utilities and infrastructure should continue to work, in the U.S. at least. But because computer technology and information networks are so complex and interconnected, O'Connor says everyone should take some common sense precautions prior to January. He says it might be worth gathering several days' worth of food and water, extra batteries, a first aid kit, just like preparing for a blizzard.
I like this description of a bad winter storm. You know, I think it's good to describe Y2K in terms that people understand like that. And the reason I think that's a good thing is because that gives us the tools to think about how we prevailed, because we've prevailed over a bad winter storm before.
O'Connor says communities and neighborhoods should develop Y2K strategies as protection against an unlikely loss of power or heat. He says the planning and community building, even if ultimately unnecessary for Y2K, could be useful in future crises. But O'Connor says there's no cause for extremism or stockpiling ammunition and gasoline. Former Bankers Association President Wise also warns against panic. He says he's more concerned about con artists who prey on millennial fears than technological bugs.
There's an awful lot of people out there today trying to enforce scams for talking people into taking their money out of the bank and put it in some kind of bogus account to be quote-unquote protected. Well, there's nothing better than being protected by the full faith and strength of the United States government through a guaranteed deposit in a bank.
Wise is not the only one who says the public response to Y2K uncertainty may be more disruptive than anything arising from computer failures. Melanie Souchere is the Y2K project coordinator for the Minnesota Hospital and Healthcare Partnership. She says hospitals throughout the state are ahead of the curve on Y2K compliance. She says pacemakers will work, heart monitors will work, but she's afraid patients might stockpile prescription medications, resulting in artificial shortages. And even among healthcare providers themselves, Souchere says rumors abound, particularly regarding malpractice insurance and Y2K liability.
There are some physicians who are saying, my insurance company won't cover me for Y2K, so I'm going to go on vacation that weekend, and I'm just not going to be working. And I must stress again, it is a rumor, but it's one of those rumors that if it's true, we got to do something about it, and if it's false, we got to do something about it, because there is a sense then that you know, my doc might not be working that weekend, and what if I get sick?
And if Y2K panic doesn't get you, maybe millennial madness will. Paul Austin is an assistant commissioner with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. He says he's confident the major technological issues have been addressed, and that he's more concerned about end of the millennium celebrations turning into riots.
From our perspective, you're more likely at this point to see a social phenomenon than a technological phenomenon. So just the fact that you're going to have an awful lot of people celebrating that day is going to make a big difference. And it's a normal New Year's Eve issue magnified by the millennium.
Austin says additional staff will be added to police, fire, and emergency medical crews during the New Year's weekend. I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.